Thank you for downloading from Ravi Zacharias International Ministries. Support for this podcast comes from your generous gifts and donations. You can find out more about Ravi Zacharias and the team at www.rzim.org.
God, in his unique way, in his extraordinary way, comes into lives to break down their egos and make them recognize this is about him. This is really not about us.
Our lives are about giving God glory, not taking it for ourselves. Join Ravi Zacharias as he explains today on Just Thinking. It's been said that God doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the called. So how does God shape his chosen messengers to prepare them for his service? What does it take to be a Moses? Here's Ravi with part two of his message, A Deliverer is Born.
The first rejection of God's law was sin in itself. Now as you make wrong choices, the sinful frame of mind takes over, almost like a crouching animal desiring to have you. Do you think a person who walks into a house of prostitution doesn't know he's being bought, he's being had for an hour of pleasure and years of maybe regrets and destruction? Do you think people who get into these kinds of things don't know? But you know, the more wrong choices you make, the more dangerous a web you build and you get trapped in there. Sin is crouching at the door. It desires to have you. And that personification of a clutch-like thing closing in on you. And the end of the book of Genesis talks about a nation that is now living in slavery under a demagogic empire at the time of the end of the book of Genesis. In the beginning, God. And so Joseph died and is put into a coffin. Creation, death, and then the enslavement. All of a sudden, in a tiny little home, a deliverer is born. And here's exactly what happens. Pharaoh's trying to kill all of the male children. And here are two women who are midwives, who really had the conviction of the sanctity of life, decided they were going to find a way to protect these babies. So you have really five things in play here. Number one, the conviction of two women on the sanctity of life. Imagine that. The pharaonic power is threatening them. And these two simple women see the sacredness of a little life, and they're going to take a risk. Number two, you see the commitment of a mother who looks into the eyes of that baby and says, I'm going to protect you. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to make sure you are not destroyed. So you see the conviction of two women, midwives, the commitment of a mother, the compassion of an onlooker, which is really Pharaoh's daughter who's out there, the cleverness of a sister. Do you notice what's happening here? Two midwives, a mother, a young woman as an onlooker, and another young woman as a sister. Anybody who ever has questions of women in ministry, that's a good place to begin. These women, right from the start, are really coming together in all of their efforts to help this deliverer to be born. I don't know where the dad is. I don't know where all these men are. They're involved in the killing process. And these women of faith, young, old, veterans, mother, they are coming together under the creative sovereignty of God to protect this little boy, because in him God was going to frame and blueprint a deliverer for his people. If you ever doubt the sovereignty of God in the calling of you and me to ministry, read the lives of these boys. Read it again and again. Joseph, Daniel, Nehemiah. And here you've got Moses. And what happens at the end of it is this. You begin to see the heart of God how he sovereignly rescues this man. Now, I want to give you about a one-minute theological lesson in what I see as the philosophical difference between the world that is hostile to the things of God and the teachings of the scriptures that are so profound. I just spent this writing it out for the first time a couple of days ago. Where there is freedom, there is the possibility of love. Where there is love, there is the possibility of pain. Where there is pain, there's the possibility of a savior. Where there is a savior, there is the possibility of redemption. And where there is redemption, there is the possibility of restoration for the purpose for which you and I were created. So where there's freedom, there's possibility of love. Where there's love, there's the possibility of pain. Where there's pain, there's possibility of a savior. Where there's a savior, there's a possibility of redemption. Where there's redemption, there's possibility of restoration and starting life all over again under the purposes of God. In this simple thing, you see the very purpose and the heart of God. Now begins Moses' journey. Next step, he refuses. He refuses to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. And the place of choices really begins. What is it he's giving up? He's giving up one thing, the comfort. He's giving up the second thing, a carefree life. He's the third thing that is moving him constantly is the compulsion to do what is right. Now, first he goes about trying to bring about redemption by being a hero all himself and taking care of the boys who are torturing them. And then he's trying to settle a dispute between two Hebrews, and he realizes he's in trouble and he flees in order to find a hiding place somewhere in the desert. And when he's gone, God is working away at him, chipping away at him, working away at his ego and taking away this self-centeredness and the solidity of his own strength to break him down. God, in his unique way, in his extraordinary way, comes into lives to break down their egos and make them recognize this is about him. This is really not about us. It is critical that we know it in this time. The entire edifice of evangelical Christianity came crashing down in the 1980s when television evangelism took on big money, big fame, big popularity. I well remember as a starter out then going to the book conventions and seeing all the big names, some of them sitting on gold-looking thrones and signing their books. People literally coming down wanting to touch their hand, and all the money that went into it, millions and millions and millions. And it shattered the simplicity and the sublimity of the gospel and made big icons out of those who were called to be servants in the kingdom. See, John Wesley preached 40,000 sermons in his life, 250,000 miles by horseback, 15 different languages, hundreds of pieces of literature. At the age of 83, he's averaging about 14 sermons a week. At the age of 86, he's complaining because he's not allowed to, that he's having a hard time waking up before 5:30 in the morning in his time for his time of prayer or somewhere in the early dawn. John Wesley became a hero to me. I read his biography, read his books, read his journals. And my first time I went to London, I said, I want to see his home. So I went into Aldersgate, and there outside a church, I saw the words where he was attending the service, where the preface to the book of Romans by Luther was being read. In those immortal words, he writes, my heart was strangely warmed. I went to the Wesley house there and walked through. There are robes of Wesley. He was not a very tall man. At the back, there's a monument there that's built. And it just simply says this, sinner. If you feel constrained to praise the instrument, stop and give glory to God. If you feel constrained to praise the instrument, stop and give glory to God. Robert Jaffrey, who was one of the great missionaries from the denomination from which I come, you know, mastered the Chinese language and knew Chinese so well that the Standard Oil Company in New York that was going to be based in China ordered Robert Jaffrey tons of money. He turned it down. They doubled up the offer. He turned it down. Finally, they wrote to Robert Jaffrey and said to him, "Jaffrey at any price." He wrote back one line, "Your salary is big, your job is too small." Your salary is big, your job is too small. My calling is not for a big salary. My calling is for a massive job that God wants us to accomplish and to bring about the deliverance of people and in whose paths we cross. And I say the breaking of the ego is the first thing that God wants to do in your life and mine.
Is God shaping you into the leader He wants you to be? And are you letting Him do His work? You've been listening to Ravi Zacharias and part two of his message, A Deliverer is Born. Stay with us. Ravi will be right back with Just a Thought. If you'd like to order this message in its entirety, visit our online store at www.rzim.org and click on the store tab. If you're listening in Canada, you'll find us online at rzim.ca.
Welcome to the RZIM Academy Core Module. This is a training program for helping people to become more effective in pointing people to Jesus Christ. The assignments and approach that we're using is drawn from the Oxford Center for Christian Apologetics. We want you to get to know each other and learn from one another as you go through the course together. This isn't an academic course on answering questions or responding to objections. This is the best way to grow. As you go through this course, you become better equipped to reach out to the people around you and have enjoyable, meaningful conversations with them about Jesus.
This is the task of Christian apologetics, whether it be in debate, whether it be in argument, whether it be in defense, whether it be in confirmation. It is ultimately to present the person of Jesus Christ and who He is. It is to enable you to be more effective communicators of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Register at rzimacademy.org. This is Just a Thought with Ravi Zacharias.
Love is such a thing that without certain conditions it can never thrive and never prosper. You cannot violate the necessary framework of a mutual trust and total commitment. And you can't just debunk it by saying it's conditional. No, the conditions are built in to make this thing beautiful. And that's what sin is all about. It's a violation of these very things that God has put in for your benefit and mine. And when we live within the strictures of those realizations that brings the reality of these relationships to the fore, then we live with perpetual novelty. Else we live with perpetual brokenness. You will never experience the wonders of love if you have never abided by its rules.
For more information, go to rzim.org.
Just Thinking is a listener-supported radio presentation of Ravi Zacharias International Ministries. I hope you can join us tomorrow as Ravi continues his message, A Deliverer is Born. Until then, keep thinking.